Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop. Mwah!
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, still celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Ruth King is our guest. ProfitabilityRevolution.com, right, Ruth?
That's it.
And the new book, The Ugly Truth About Cash, is been out now for a few weeks, and it's available wherever books are sold, along with her other books, including The Courage to Be Profitable, which is still one of my favorites, and The Ugly Truth About Managing People. Ruth, thanks again for being here. We've been talking about embezzlements, people stealing from you, scammers, online scammers, and the different ways that it can affect your business relationships. You know, the thing that people, I think, maybe might not realize, Ruth, in terms of whether it's an employee or whether it's the online scammers, when you might say, well, okay, it's probably going to happen, and I'll recover from it. We'll cover that, whatever. Nobody wants it to happen. It's not like you're being philosophical about it. But what you might not realize is having an event happen like that could seriously hurt your customer relationships, Ruth, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Look, you just talked a minute ago about who's going to have to pay that in the first example.
Right.
The second example, I guess, who's going to have to pay that? Is the customer going to have to repay it the second time, or will the other company? But either way, you're having a conversation. What if that's your best customer that this happens to?
Yeah. Egg on your face.
And, well, not only are you having to have this conversation with them, but it makes you look like you don't have your cornflakes together. Right?
Nobody wants that.
That could be more damaging than the money lost.
So it absolutely could be.
So help us with the policies that prevent this.
All right. One thing before I do that, the IRS, if you do a payroll tax company and payroll taxes don't get paid, you are responsible. IRS has already said that.
Oh, yeah.
So I had a client of mine pay their payroll taxes for 6 quarters twice. The IRS was really nice. They said, we'll just charge you the interest. We won't charge you the penalties. But that killed their cash flow. So policies to put in place. Number one, make sure you have purchase orders. I mean, if the worst thing comes to worst, you go to an office supply store and buy a pad of purchase orders and use those. Most things these days, quite frankly, you can put on software, accounting type software, and use them that way. And then fill out the purchase order completely. Who are you sending it to? Who you're buying from? What are you buying? And what's the price? Then whatever it is comes in the door, you match the packing slip if it's a product, or if it's a personal service, there's got to be an invoice. You match the invoice with the purchase order, and then it goes to another person to prepare the checks, sign the checks, and the person who's signing the checks looks at the PO and the invoice to make sure everything's cool. And the fajitas we would not have had this fajita thing because somebody would look at it and said, we don't have fajitas here. What the hell's going on? Excuse me for saying it.
Yeah.
But they would have. And it would have been done. It would have been over. Never would have happened.
If it happened the first time, the perpetrator might have said, oh, that was my mistake. That won't happen again. He might could even have kept his job.
Yeah.
Remember what we said. Locks are for honest people. They're not for the bad guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, that really and truly could have been there. So, and then the other thing you want to look at is make sure that, you print out a vendor list. Who are your vendors? If this person had seen that these fajitas were coming from a weird vendor, you could have investigated it that way. I mean, there's two ways of doing this. It's crazy. But, it could have been prevented. And the thing that got me again is that they started small, didn't get caught. mm-hmm. got greedy, got out of hand, and as a result of it, $1.2 million later that the citizens of Brownsville, Texas paid for.
Small business owners are the worst, though, because they don't like that kind of forensic activity. They don't enjoy the numbers that much. They don't like doing it the first time, let alone having to go back and it's like homework to them. And if so, folks, if you're not prepared to do it yourself, you better find somebody off-site out of the department to do it for you.
Right. Or, you know, somebody who you trust outside the business to do it for you.
Right. Right. Exactly. Hey, Ruth, good job today. Give us the website again, please.
www.profitabilityrevolution.com.
And the new book is called The Ugly Truth About Cash, folks. It'll make a difference in your business, in your life. Check it out. Thanks, Ruth. Come back soon.
Thank you.
See you next time. Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.